The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency is reconsidering its approval of a controversial new form of herbicide that farmers say is damaging millions of acres of soybeans. Some 40 complaints have come from Ohio Valley farmers. Nicole Irwin reports that growers are looking for answers, and some suspect a quirk of the region's climate may be increasing the risk of harm.
Jacob Goodman drives among soybean fields on his family farm in western Kentucky's Fulton County.
Where I'm going to take you to right now, we have one field that hasn't been affected.
Goodman grows Liberty Link soybeans, a GMO variety developed by Bayer. His neighbor grows a Monsanto soybean called Extend. Both are designed to resist specific herbicides.
You want to hear the sad part about this is that I think these are actually starting to be affected. See that slight cupping and how the tips are turning white? I guess now every acre we have is starting to be affected by this. Because I checked this just last week and it was fine.
Goodman suspects an herbicide used by his neighbor called dicamba extendamax vapor grip is to blame. The herbicide works on his neighbor's crop, but Goodman's plants aren't resistant to the spray.
Monsanto and a bunch of these other companies are going to try their best to make it a human error issue. When you have 2.5 million acres affected, it is statistically impossible for all of that to be human error.
Complaints about dicamba damage are stacking up fast. Data collected by the University of Missouri show that in the first 3 weeks of August, acreage affected across the U.S. increased from 2.5 million acres to 3.1 million. In the Ohio Valley region, 16 farms in Kentucky and 24 in Ohio filed complaints, totaling about 50,000 acres. Goodman noticed something interesting about those complaints. They seem to be clustered in low-lying river valleys.
Something about the chemistry and the temperature inversions that happen more frequently in river bottoms is causing this chemical to freely roam.
The Ohio Valley Resource has mapped complaints in the region that reported dicamba misuse. Every county with a complaint lines a river or is in a floodplain. That makes these areas more susceptible to temperature inversions.
Normally, the warmest temperatures near the soil surface, and you get higher and higher elevation above the soil surface, the temperature gets less. That's no temperature inversion.
That's Murray State University agronomist David Ferguson. With no inversions, chemical sprays move up and dissipate. But an inversion can trap rising air. Think of a campfire, Ferguson says.
And what will happen is the smoke from your campfire goes up to a certain level and then kind of goes flat, goes horizontal instead of keep going up into the air. Then all that air is trapped below that air inversion.
Ferguson says the chemical can then move at concentrated levels. He tested a BASF dicamba product in question and didn't find drift a problem. He chalks most dicamba complaints up to misuse. But he says there are reports that even when the chemical is applied according to the label, there can be injury.
There's no easy solution. I mean, all the states are wrestling with this. Arkansas, Missouri, Kentucky. It's a national problem.
Those reports are under investigation. Still, the vapor grip technology is needed by farms where weeds have become resistant to its parent herbicide, Roundup. A Monsanto spokesperson says tests showed vapor grip was 90% more stable than traditional dicamba sprays. The company's 9-page EPA-approved label says not to spray if an inversion is present. But farmers are asking lots of questions. Goodman says he needs answers soon.
Not only are we unsure as far as the amount of crop we can get at the end of the year, but we can't price the market ahead in advance and make contracts because we don't want to overbook and not be able to deliver come this fall, because then we have to pay the difference.
The full extent of the damage won't be known until harvest. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Nicole Irwin in Fulton County, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is a public media partnership covering the region's economic transition and is made possible with support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and WEKU.